Hello, this is the Good Book Club for Epiphany 2019. Today is February the 11th, 2019, and this is day 31 of the Good Book Club. Our assigned passage for today is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Very short reading. Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This represents a transition in the letter, a move toward more practical things, toward more teaching per se about how to really live out our lives in response to all that Paul has written about the gospel of God, that is the good news of salvation. 12:1, Paul really sort of makes a turn, and he uses a rhetorical device of appealing. He's appealing to his audience, both the Jews, the Jewish believers, and the Gentile believers. And he says, I appeal to you, therefore. And you'll remember some time ago, I said anytime you see a therefore in one of Paul's letters, you need to wonder why it's therefore. And in this case, Paul is making this turn based on everything that he has said up until this point. And so, given this holy mystery of God's good news, given the faithfulness of Jesus, given God's adoption of us as God's children, given the Spirit's groaning for the new creation to come, given Christ's reconciling work, given all that has gone on, given God's continuing work toward reconciling not just Gentiles but Jews to the good news, all that has gone before, based on all of this amazing work of God, therefore, present yourselves, offer yourselves, offer your bodies, and by bodies, your entire personhood, as a living sacrifice. That's interesting, right? Sacrifices don't generally live, but we are to live in such a way that we are continually offering up who we are in grateful response to all that God has done through the faithfulness of Jesus. And he says that this offering up of ourselves, offering up of our attitudes, offering up of our wills, offering up of our time and attention, offering up the totality of who we are, that in and of itself is spiritual worship. Now, in our culture, we sometimes think of spiritual as something disembodied, more of a feeling or a kind of nebulous thing. But for Paul, spirituality is very much grounded in the here and now and in the physicality of who we are. And so to offer ourselves daily as living sacrifices, to really identify who we are with the gospel of God, well, that is spiritual worship. And then it's interesting, too, he goes on to talk about in verse 2, to not conform ourselves to the ways of the world, but be transformed. Well, we're not transforming ourselves. That verb there is passive. We cannot transform ourselves. We can offer ourselves up. We can be faithful, but the transformation is from God. Be transformed. We are being transformed as we are offering ourselves up. And our minds, how we think, how we sort of see the world, how we position ourselves in response to the world, our minds are renewed. So we are transformed and we are renewed. And that leads us to be able to discern how to move forward in partnership with God. And he says to discern the will of God, and that we do that and we learn what is good and acceptable and perfect or complete. Every time I celebrate the Right One Eucharist at Trinity Church, I'm always struck by one particular paragraph in the Eucharistic prayer, and it is directly drawn from these two verses in Romans 12. And so this happens after we've prayed over the elements and said the words of institution, this is my body, this is my blood. We've given thanks for God's goodness in providing us this holy meal. And then the celebrant prays, and here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him that he may dwell in us, and we in him. I think for Episcopalians, the Eucharist and participating in that holy meal, that is one of the ways we experience being transformed, being renewed. That's one of the ways that we experience giving ourselves wholly, wholly, to God, and in the process being made holy, holy. So we respond to God's good news by offering ourselves, by being living sacrifices. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.